It is every parent's worst nightmare, this. Your child is walking home from school and then falls a victim of an assault that happens in broad daylight. 2 months later, a video surfaces on social media of the attack. This is what happened to Jodie Dehaene's 14-year-old daughter. Asking the community members to report the video to get it taken off the internet, the mother of three is calling on the community to rally together and stop juvenile crime and keep their children safe. Jodie caught up with the ABC's Hanako Shirashi and spoke about the incident.
The incident happens back in February, but yeah, the video came to our attention just yesterday of the incident. So my daughter was actually walking back from high school at the end of the school day and coming to meet me at our local shopping centre. She saw the girls on the other side of the street, and then all of a sudden they came over to her side of the street and, yeah, one of them hit her on the back of the head. She just kept her head down and just kept walking. Yeah, so these girls decided that they would do what they did. And yeah, looking on the page that we found on Instagram, it seems that that's their thing that they do.
How did you find the video?
It was very fortunate. My daughter was at school yesterday and a student at her school actually came up to her and recognised her from the video and said, "Hey, I think, is this you?" And my daughter's gone, "Yes, that is me." Mm. And she's like, "Well, it's on Instagram," and actually sent my daughter the link to her phone, and then my daughter alerted me to the fact that there was a video on Instagram of her incident. And
as a mum, how does this make you feel?
Yeah, so when the incident initially happened, I was absolutely devastated, and you know, to have my daughter go through that was just absolutely heartbreaking. And then to have this video surface, it just made us both relive that day. And, you know, obviously I've gone into mama bear mode and alerted all the proper authorities and stuff.
And what was the response like from those authorities? Who did you alert?
So I alerted the high school. I actually left my workplace and went straight to the high school after I received the link from my daughter of the page. The response isn't what I necessarily was expecting. It was a pretty much a shrug of the shoulders and said to me that there's nothing that we can do. I just went straight from the high school back to the police station. The police, I can't fault them. They were absolutely beautiful and so supportive. Because the incident happened back in February and there was no hard evidence, so to speak, apart from my daughter's injury. She had quite a severely bruised, I'm trying to think of the side, the right side, bruised ear and bruises on the side of her face. But she also had quite bad headaches for the next week or so because of the hit.
It must be really hard as a mother to see your daughter going through this and trying to help her, but knowing that there's not much you can do.
Very much so. It was a very hard time for the whole family, but especially our daughter. As a consequence, she has post-traumatic stress now, and she is going through our local child and adolescent mental health service. It was a very difficult time, and just trying to support your daughter going through this and to let her know that she did, it wasn't her fault and she did all the right things and that.
You're trying to raise some awareness in the community about this kind of behaviour. How's that going?
With the support of my family and of my daughter, I decided to post that Instagram page onto our local Facebook pages because, you know, I know as a mother, and if any other parents out there saw their children going in those videos, I wanted to raise awareness that this is happening in our community. I'm not after a lynch mob or anything. I'm actually concerned for those kids that are in those videos that are doing these fights. I actually want to help them. We just need to start those conversations in our community and help all of our youth in our community. That's my goal. And yeah, I just want to be that person that, hopefully start that conversation.
That's Jodie Dehaan, a mother of three, and her 14-year-old daughter was attacked in February and dealing with the situation, and now it's surfaced on social media. Gordon Armstrong is the officer in charge at South Hedland Police, and he spoke with Hanako Shirashi about the incident and what powers police have to simply take down these videos of assaults and crimes.
At the time, the young lady didn't know who these offenders are and still doesn't know who the offenders are. However, it's come to light that there's some social media footage in regards to the incident. So we've now got that footage. We're going to review the footage with the view of trying to ascertain who the two girls are that committed the assault. And obviously the report, which was made back in February this year, will be reopened. Once we try and ascertain, or we do ascertain who the offenders are, they'll be dealt with.
How are they going to be dealt with?
It all depends. With juveniles, and obviously we have some diversionary options for us. It's not always an arrest and go to court. There could be juvenile justice team referrals, cautions, all depending on the severity of the offence and the offender's history.
When a video like this assault video goes viral, do you have any powers to stop it or take it down?
I wouldn't call it powers. We'd actually try and ascertain who's posted that video and make contact with that particular person and ask for them to take it down, because those sort of videos, they don't do any good within the community. They only create animosity and a bit of fear around the town, which isn't really needed. So we would ask them in a proper way just to take the video down for us to save any further issues.
And how is the community of South Hedland feeling around teenage assaults and other juvenile crimes like this?
These type of assaults aren't common. Posting this sort of stuff on social media may make it more common, unfortunately, or it may even get people to report more of it to us. So it may be occurring and we're not aware. I hope that's not the case. What I would like to know is if people do hear of these assaults, is actually contact the local police so we can actually find these offenders and they can be dealt with and stop the behaviour.
Have you seen a pattern of juveniles in South Hedland posting videos to Snapchat, to Instagram, to TikTok now, of them committing crimes and getting some kind of recognition from their peers of these crimes?
No, that hasn't been identified at all. There are a number of different social media avenues available in South Hedland, and I've certainly not seen any patterns like that. If there are any patterns like that, we'd jump on it as quickly as possible.
And are there lots of incidents where you do recognise the juveniles and they have gone through the system, I guess, but they still reoffend?
Well, it's the same as any community. There are not all juveniles offend, and not all offending juveniles continue to offend. So we obviously like to stop that cycle. So there are core groups, of course, and we're aware who they are.
And going back to Jodie Dehaan and her daughter, is this kind of incident common?
No, not at all. No, I haven't been in South Hedland very long, but this is certainly the first one of those sort of incidents that I'm aware of.
Gordon Armstrong, their officer in charge of South Hedland Police, talking about, well, these random attacks, and also how they are starting to now rear their heads on social media with video of the incidents. You are with Ed Cowlishaw. Good morning.